إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد عباد الله فاتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق التقوى All you servant of Allah fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى as he should be feared أيها المسلمون حديثنا اليوم في موضوع مهم جدا وهو في أدب النصيحة. We're going to talk today about a subject that is very, very important because it have consequences, whether good or bad, depending on how the people use this subject and this matter, the etiquette of giving advice. And this is actually a sermon and a khutbah sermon by the Mufti. الشيخ عبد العزيز على الشيخ. It was a very long one, but I choose from it that which inshallah ta'ala will may fit in a time that we have to respect every Friday, and that which inshallah ta'ala we hope may help us to be a good brothers and true brothers for one another and true sisters for one another. قال الشيخ حفظه الله عباد الله إن من أخلاق المؤمنين محبة بعضهم بعضا. First of all, he says, O you servant of Allah, from the manners and the etiquette of the believers, that they love one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. In the hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you achieve belief until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Wa inna min akhlaqil mu'minina muwalatu ba'dihim li ba'din muwalatan taqtadi an-nasiha wal ikhlas laha wa taqtadi mahabbata al-mu'min. Now, for a person to say that he has brothers, and when he addresses others, the Muslims being his brothers, or when a sister addresses her sisters that they being her sisters, Muslim sisters, this consists of the fact that you have to love them and give them sincere advice. A sincere advice having ikhlas in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers, men and women, they are helpers and protectors to one another. وَمِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ تَأَلُّمُ بَعْضِهِمْ بِأَلَمِ الْبَعْضِ فَهُمْ كَالْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ يَتَأَلَّمُ الْكُلُّ بِتَأَلُّمِ الْبَعْضِ. Likewise, from the beautiful manners of Islam that the believers should adorn themselves with is that when anyone, any member of the community, of the Muslim community, going through hardship, going through pain, then all of the rest of the ummah and the community, they feel the same way. Like one body, when a part of it ache, the whole body catch fever. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith, that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim from An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the example of the believers in how they care about one another, in how they love one another and they show mercy towards one another, is like one body. If one part of it aches, The whole body catches fever. And the whole body stay up. وَهُمْ أَيَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ كَالْبُنْيَانِ الْمَرْسُوسِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. Likewise, the believers is like a strong structure and a building. It's part of it, hold tight the other one. فَمَتَى مَا اخْتَلَّتْ لَبِنَةٌ مِنْ لَبِنِ الْبِنَاءِ أَدَّى إِلَى انْهِيَارِ الْبِنَاءِ وَضَعْفِهِ. Because if one brick in that building, on one side of that building is weak, that reflects on the entire building. That building become weak and it may fall down. Likewise, when it comes to the communities. وَمِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِرْآةٌ لِأَخِيهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Likewise, from the lofty characteristics and the good etiquettes and the manners of the believer, that a believer act like a mirror for his other brother. إِنْ رَأَى خَيْرًا شَجَّعَهُ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ وَرَغَّبَهُ فِيهِ وَحَثَّهُ عَلَى الْإِسْتِمْرَارِ عَلَيْهِ. A believer act like a mirror for his brother. Likewise, the sisters. If he see that his brother doing something good, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he see his brother embarking upon the path of righteousness, the path that is pleasing to Allah, he will encourage him. And he will make sure that this brother continue on that path. وَإِنْ رَأَى خَلَلًا رَأَى خَطَأً أَبْصَرَ نَقْصًا إِنْ نَظَرَ إِلَى مُخَالَفَةٍ لِلشَّرْعِ فَيَسْعَى فِي تَسْدِيدِ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَفِي نَصِيحَتِهِ وَفِي إِنْقَاذِهِ مِنَ الْخَطَأِ وَفِي دَعْوَتِهِ لِلصَّوَابِ. Yes, a believer acts like a mirror for his brother. If he sees now from his brother any defect, deficiencies, his brother fall into a mistake, his brother doing something that is in opposition to the book of Allah or to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he don't make fun of him. No, a believer acts right away to correct his brother's mistakes. He acts right away by giving sincere advice to take his brother out of that hole that he may put in himself into. By calling him to that which is right, by calling him to that which is pleasing to Allah, by calling him to that which put him back on the path that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وَالْعَصْرِ, indeed all mankind are in a state of lust, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, but they join good upon one another. They make sure that their brothers are upon the truth, and they do all of this while they have patience. أيها المسلم إذا فبذل النصيحة لإخوانك المسلمين أفرادا وجماعة دال على إيمانك وحبك الخير لإخوانك المؤمنين. The Sheikh Al-Mufti want to say, oh Muslim, when you give a sincere advice to your brothers, to your sisters amongst the Muslims, whether this advice for individuals or for communities and groups, when you do this advice sincerely for Allah, that shows your iman. That shows that you love good for your brothers and for your sisters amongst the believers. وبذل النصيحة للمؤمنين من أخلاق أنبياء الله عليهم جميعا أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Keep in mind now that giving sincere advice to others, it is from the lofty characteristics of the prophets of Allah. This is one of the main characteristics from the of the prophets of Allah. هذا نوح يقول لقومه كما في سورة الأعراف وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. We're going to give you some examples now of some of the prophets of Allah, how they implement the advice towards their people. Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his people in Surah Al-A'raf, I gave sincere advice to you, and I know from Allah that which you don't. And I know from Allah that which you don't. وهذا هود عليه السلام يقول لقومه وأنا لكم ناصح أمين. Likewise in Surah Al-A'raf, Hud عليه السلام says to his people, and I am a trustworthy advisor to you. وهذا صالح عليه السلام يقول لقومه ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. صالح عليه السلام in Surah Al-A'raf as well, he said to his people, and I have given you good advice, and I have given you good advice, but you don't like good advisors. But you don't like good advisors. وشعيب عليه السلام يقول لقومه ونصحت لكم فكيف آسى على قوم كافرين. شعيب عليه السلام, likewise in Surah Al-A'raf, he tells to his people, I have given you good advice. I have given you good advice. Then how can I sorrow for those who disbelieve and turn away from rejecting the good advice? ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم الخلق نصحا لأمته وذلك لكمال شفقته ورحمته بهم. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of the creation, when it comes to giving advice to his ummah, that because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was merciful towards his ummah, lenient and gentle and wants good for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as in Surah At-Tawbah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, it has come to you from amongst you a messenger, meaning the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It grieves him to, that you may encounter any injury or difficulty. He's eager that you may be rightly guided, doing that which is pleasing to your Lord. For the believers, he is Ra'ufun Rahim. He's gentle and merciful. وهو القائل صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم ما بعث الله من نبي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يدل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم وينهاهم عن شر ما يعلمه لهم. In Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is not a prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, except there is one of the rights that is upon him to guide his ummah to everything that is good for them. Everything that he knows that is good for them, he does a right upon him to call them to that good. And anything that he knows that is bad for them and evil for them, it is a right upon that Prophet to warn them against that evil. أيها المسلم مقتدى المحبة الإيمانية والأخوة الإسلامية أن تبذل النصيحة لأخيك. نعم, this brotherhood that we say and we know, we heard so much about, we say to one another, you my brother, you my akhi, you are my ukhti, you are my brothers. I love you for the sake of Allah. This brotherhood and this love consists of many things that we have to do towards one another and for one another. One of them is giving sincere advice to one another. وهذه النصيحة تحتاج إلى ضوابط لتكون نصيحة مؤثرة. نصيحة نافعة, نصيحة تؤدي الغرض منها. But now we're going to bring to you some of the points for anyone's advice to be effective and to be beneficial. Then every one of us should keep in mind these points. أولا, إخلاصك في نصيحتك. فالحامل على النصيحة إخلاص لله. The first of these matters of giving advice, of these etiquettes of giving advice, sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you give advice, you want to check yourself, check your heart. Why are you giving this advice for? It has to be given for Allah, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ليست نصيحتك رياء وسمعة ولا افتخارا بها ولا تعل بها ولا استطالة على الخلق. Your advice should not be for show off. Oh, his brother, he's given advice, man. Alhamdulillah. It should not be in a manner that you expose your brothers and your sisters. The advice should not be given so that you down the others, belittle the others. ولكن ينبغي أن تكون نابعة من قلب صادق محب للخير ساع له. Rather, sincere advice should come from a heart, a truthful heart, full of love and mercy and kindness towards his brothers and sisters. والمخلصون في نصيحتهم هم الذين يضعون النصيحة موضعها لا يتحدثون بها ولا يفتخرون بها ولكنها سر وأمانة بينهم وبين من ينصحون له. Those who are sincere when they give advice, they don't talk to others about it. They don't say, you know what, I'm going to give him some sincere advice, brother, watch out, watch me out. Now that's a mistake, man. You want to give advice, go and do it between you and between the brother. Take him to the side, not in front of the crowd. Now right after the salat, you expose him and put him on a spot. And we wonder why sometimes those advices turns out to a dispute, an argument, and a fight. Wallahu al-musta'an. And because of the brother, he didn't use the proper etiquette of giving advice. Now he's puzzled. Subhanallah, I'm trying to help you out. And you do me like this. No, it's not like that. Because you haven't used the proper etiquette of giving advice. وَثَانِيًا لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا النَّاصِحُ عَالِمًا بِمَا يَنْصَحُ. Number two from the etiquette of giving advice. Before you open your mouth, before you approach someone and try to preach them and school them like we say, and like you give them advice, you have to be sure and certain, having knowledge with certainty that what that brother was upon is wrong. How many people? They go try to advise and correct certain people, turns out that they were wrong. And that was the people who were upon were right. How many people they hear a rumor from others and they want to go to advise somebody based on slander, based on lies? La, you got to have knowledge before you hear anything about a brother. Even when you see someone, just because you don't know it, just because he's doing it the other way that you don't do, doesn't mean that you're always right and he's wrong. He may be right and you may be wrong. So this is very important. Before you approach anyone, you should have knowledge with certainty that what they are doing is wrong. It's not from Islam. It's not wrong because it's against the customs of some country, or because it's against some madhab, or because it's against your community and your masjid. No, he has to be wrong because he go against what Allah has legislated in the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَثَالِثُهَا لَا بُدَّ أَن تَكُونَ بَعِيدًا عَنِ التَّشْهِيرِ وَالتَّعِيرِ وَالشَّمَاتَةِ بِالْمُخَالِفِ. The third point from the etiquettes of giving advice, that the advice should far away from exposing the brothers and the sisters. You don't expose them. This is not from sincere advice. فَالْمُعَيِّرُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّامِتِ بِهِمْ الْفَرِحِ بِعَوْرَاتِهِمْ الْمُتَطَلِّعِ إِلَى عُيُوبِهِمْ الْحَرِيصِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَرَى الْعَيْبَ وَالْخَطَأَ فَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِنَاصِحٍ وَلَا إِنْكِنَّهُ مُسِيءٌ وَضَارٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَلِإِخْوَانِهِ. Now, when a person, he loves to see the people being exposed, when he sees someone looking for the people to make a mistake, it doesn't matter whether in a class waiting for that brother who's giving a class to make a mistake, waiting for that imam to make a mistake in the khutbah, waiting for his brother to say something that is not right, he jumped on them right away and exposed them. And especially in our times, people, they don't just expose them verbally. Now they go and send messages. They send it all over the internet. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Such person, he's not giving a sincere advice. He's causing harm for that brother. And actually he's causing harm to himself, because he is not following the etiquette of giving sincere advice. هَذَا النَّوْعُ مِنَ النَّاسِ لَا يُوَفَّقُونَ لِلْخَيْرِ لِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَقْصِدُوا الْخَيْرَ أَصْلًا وَإِنَّمَا اتَّخَذُوا الدِّينَ وَالْخَيْرَ وَسِيلَةً لِلنَّيْلِ مِمَّنْ يُرِيدُونَ اللَّيْلَ مِنْهِ. A people like this, they will never, their advice will never be beneficial. No good come from their advices. Why? Actually, because they were not sincere in their advice. And actually they're using the deen, the religion. Because they may quote a hadith, they may quote an ayah, they may quote a statement of this alim, this sheikh says, but sincerely, they don't have the sincerity, wal-iyadu billah, because they don't follow the etiquette of giving advice, exposing the people in front of everybody, talking to them bad in their faces, not with gentleness, not with kindness. These people, they're using the deen, and they're using that which they pretend, I want good for you, to expose others, and to look down upon others, wal-iyadu billah. That's why you find sometimes, as we mentioned, advices turns out to argument, dispute, two brothers they fighting. Why? Because one is saying, Akhi, I'm giving him advice. The other one is like, man, this is not how you give advice. That's not advice. And he's right. We have to learn the etiquettes of giving advice. أسأل الله لي ولكم التبات على الدين وأسأل الله لي ولكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل وأن يجعلنا من الناصحين المخلصين أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد عباد الله، يقول فضيلة الشيخ المفتي حفظه الله، أخي المسلم، إننا معشر البشر لا بد فينا من أخطاء، والمعصوم من عصمه الله فلا بد من أخطاء في البشر. Now the Shaykh, he is reminding us, since we are human beings, we're not angels, we are from Bani Adam, we are human beings, he says, my beloved brother, you that you're a Muslim, keep in mind, as human, we got to make mistakes, we got issues, we got shortcomings. Every one of us, man, have his little things going on with himself. We got deficiencies. And when you find certain people are not afflicted with certain things, that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved them from them. A human being is subjected to mistakes and error. نَسِيَ آدَمْ فَنَسِيَ الذُّرِّيَّتُهُ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ أَخْطَاءٍ. The Shaykh says, Adam alayhi salam, he forgot. So therefore, his ummah, his offspring, they forget too. He says, a mistake is a human. The mistake is a human. وَلَوْ تَبَصَّرَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي نَفْسِهِ لَأَبْصَرَ عُيُوبَهُ وَأَخْطَاءَهُ وَاشْتَغَلَ بِهَا عَنْ عُيُوبِ الْآخَرِينَ. He says, if a person really wants good for himself, if any one of us check himself thoroughly, he will see so many mistakes, so many defects, so many shortcomings, so many issues that he has to deal with, that he has to correct his own mistakes. And therefore, if a person wants good for himself, he won't have no time for the mistakes of others, because he's going to be busy correcting his own. كلنا خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. We all make mistakes. But unfortunately, some of us, when they see others make mistakes, like they never fall into the same mistake. We all make mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes, those who repent afterward, way the way they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كلنا عرضة للزلل والخطأ والتقصير في الواجب أو ارتكاب شيء مما يخالف شرع الله We're subjected to make mistakes, to wrong ourselves, to be negligent as related to some of the commands of Allah. We are subjected to fall into some of the prohibitions. فَإِذَا كُنَّا كَذَلِكَ فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الْجَمِيعَ التَّنَاصُحُ فِي مَا بَيْنَنَا. Since this is the case, ya akhwan, we all human beings, we all make mistakes, we all have our issues, we all have our deficiencies and our shortcomings, so why we get in the face of one another? And all of the sudden, we forget that we don't make any mistakes. Since this is the case, let us now work together. Let us work together and help one another and assist one another. And if those of us who stumble, let us help them to stand up again. And we should not step on their necks and keep moving. فَلَعَلَّ أَخَاكَ الْمُسْلِمَ وَقَعَ فِي تِلْكَ الْمُخَالَفَةِ إِمَّا غَفْلَةً مِنْهِ إِمَّا جَهْلًا بِالْحُكُمِ أَوْ غَفْلَةً وَسَهْوَى أَوْ سَيْطَرَةَ شَهْوَى وهوى وجلساء سوء. أي نعم، جلساء سوء وضلال زينوا له تلك الأخطاء. Now, if you're really sincere, if you're really sincere in that brotherhood you have, that iman and that love you have for your brother and your sisters, when you see one of your brothers committing a mistake, the first thing you should come to your mind, maybe my brother, man, maybe he don't mean it. Or maybe he don't know the rulings. Or maybe he forgot. Or maybe he's going through something that busy his mind, that's why he acted the way he acted. I know my brother. I know him for years. He never spoke like that. This is not his manners. This is not his behavior. He acted like that in front of everybody. Something on his mind. Let's find out what's bothering our brother that make him act like that. And perhaps when one of us fall into mistake and fall short and become deficient, maybe because of a shahwa, maybe that brother or that sister, they're struggling, they're fighting a desire that is stronger than them, stronger than the iman. We have to help them. Or maybe that brother, he wants good, but just because he's hanging around evil crew, man, evil people, they're calling him to dalala, beautifying for him the mistake and the error. We should all keep this in mind if we're truly brothers and if we really want good for our brothers. أخي المسلم لا بد من ترويد نفسك على الصبر والاحتساب ومخاطبة الناس على قدر عقولهم وأفهامهم. But now, who's gonna do a better job when it comes to giving sincere advice? Who's gonna escape the bad etiquette and adorn himself with the good etiquette of giving advice? The one who has to go through rehab, the one who struggle against his desires, the one who constantly remind himself, why I'm about to talk to my brother? For what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I want my brother to be upon righteousness. Because I have to love for my brother what I love for myself. And you have to be patient. This needs some patience, ya akhwan. Likewise, the Shaykh says, before you advise anyone, you should know who you're going to deal with, man. Certain people you got to understand, are they gentle, they humble, they can accept the advice. Some people, they don't accept the advice. So you got to choose the right moment as well. All of this, there is an art. There is an art of giving advice, man. You just don't come and the people just like that. Excuse me, brother, I gotta advise you. I have this sincere advice for you. Nobody wants to hear that, man. You gotta take the people with gentleness, with kindness. قال الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله النصيحة تكون بلطف ويختار الناصح أحسن الكلام وتكون النصيحة بينه وبين المنصوح. شيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى says, the advice should be conducted and given below with gentleness, kindness. The advisor, before he talks to the one who is supposed to advise, he should choose the best and the most gentle and the most beautiful statements. And yet, That advice has to be between the two of them. Take him to the side nicely and kindly. نعم تنظر للمخطئين والمسيئين نظرة إشفاق ورحمة لا لأن عدوهم إبليس قد تسلط عليهم. نعم, you gotta look at your brothers and your sisters who are wrong in themselves. You gotta look at them with kindness, with gentleness, with mercy. It's enough that the shaitan has played a trick on them. Now what do you want to do? Try to get them out of that or help the shaitan against them? وقال الفضيل بن عياد رحمه الله المؤمن يستر وينصح والفاجر يهتك ويعير. الفضيل بن عياد رحمه الله says, the believer, from the characteristics of a believer, that he conceals the mistakes. When he sees someone doing something, you're driving, man. You're driving and you see your brother doing, maybe smoking a cigarette. That should tell you one thing, that the brother, you never seen him smoking in front of the masjid. He has some haya. He's struggling with that sin. But that brother has a haya, has a shyness. He don't smoke in front of the masjid. He has to go somewhere and hide. So why you want to expose him? Why you want to come and say, you know what? I saw so-and-so man smoking a cigarette. A'udhu billah. What is a'udhu billah for you too, man? For not having the etiquette. Because the believer conceals the mistakes and the faults of his brothers and his sisters. And he advised them between him and them. The wicked one. As for the fajr, the wicked, the evildoer, man, he doesn't do it this way. He exposes the people. And he has fun. He has fun when he sees others making a mistake. He run his mouth and tell everybody, wal-iyadu billah. And we wonder why. So we have a lot of beef. Stinky beef, man, that we have to get rid of, man. We have to clean our freezers. We have to clean our fridge, man. If you have some stinky beef in your fridge, you don't hold to it, man. You get rid of it. We need to get rid of everything that comes between us. We have to get rid of every weak and bad brick that may subject our construction, our buildings, to crumble and to fall. We have to check the way we talk to each other. Those amongst us who don't know, keep your mouth and keep it quiet until you learn the etiquette of giving advice. If you don't know how to give advice, let somebody else handle it. Let somebody else who have the etiquette and the patience and the kindness and the gentleness and the mercy to give advice. وصلوا وسلموا على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صلي وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.